Hi there, welcome. I'm Stephen Baker, and you're listening to my Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. Seek the Truth is a Bible media site bringing to you truth you can trust exclusively from the Bible. The Folly of Atheism, number 5. Here's the proposition for today. It is foolish to be an atheist because you're ignoring the person of Jesus Christ. Now you might say, well, why has that got any significance? Of course I would ignore Jesus Christ. I don't believe he's the Son of God. I don't believe that Christianity is a valid proposition. I don't really want to think about those things. Well, let's just look at some pretty obvious stuff. Our calendar is dated from the birth of Jesus, AD, BC, before Christ, in the year of our Lord. And even if you follow the kind of current thinking where you call AD, you call it CE, common era, you're still dating it from when Jesus came into the world. You just refuse to acknowledge it. So our dating system works from the birth of Jesus Christ. Now, it's pretty crazy that people actually do put such great significance on Jesus Christ and his life. Think about some of these facts. He only lived for 33 years, so he died pretty young. He came from a pretty obscure little nation, the nation of Israel. He didn't travel a lot. He possibly went out of Israel maybe twice, maybe more, but as far as I can see, Egypt and Tyre and Sidon on one occasion. He was very poor. He died in ignominy and shame. He never wrote a book. He never painted a picture. He never wrote a song. Yeah, think about this. There have been a multitude of books written about him. Art, there's just so much art about Jesus Christ. Music, songs, lyrics written about him. Innumerable. Amazing, really. H.G. Wells, the famous English author, said this. He is the key figure of history. There's a man called John Blanchard who wrote a book called Does God Believe in Atheists? And he actually makes the statement that actually the Lord Jesus Christ, he is a major problem to atheists. He presents an enormous problem for the atheist. There's a whole lot of stuff there. Prophecies that were fulfilled, the strange darkness at his death, the earthquake, the resurrection that in terms of actual legal evidence just seems to be irrefutable, the miraculous things he did, the ancient predictions, statistically impossible for one person to just coincidentally fulfill them to the precise degree that Jesus did. There's an awful lot of problems there if you're going to ignore this person, Jesus Christ. C.S. Lewis, the English author who became a Christian, said that it presented him with a trilemma. Now, what's a trilemma? Well, a dilemma is the choice between two options. A trilemma is a choice between three. Lewis said this about Christ. He's either a liar, in other words, he made false claims deliberately, or he's a lunatic, he was delusional, he made claims but he was delusional, or he is Lord. What do you think? I believe he's Lord. I believe the evidence stacks up. I just don't believe it on a whim. I believe out there there is sufficient evidence to convince the rational soul that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. That doesn't make you a Christian, I mean, in the sense that, you know, just rational argument won't make you a Christian. But if you turn to Jesus Christ, because he died for our sin, because he was buried and he rose from the dead on the third day, because God accepted the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ, you can be saved. So please don't ignore the life of Jesus Christ. I pray that God would speak to you through the evidence of Scripture. Listen to the claims of Jesus just as I close. His claims, he said this, "He that hath seen me hath seen the Father." That was in response to Philip saying, "Show us the Father and that will be just enough for us." Jesus said one day, "If you have seen me, you have seen the Father." He said on another day that he was the I Am. He responded with that ancient name of God. And you can go on and look at the evidence. I believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. I believe that believing you can have life through his name. And I trust that God will bring you to that conclusion and that you would get saved. Well, that was really good of you to listen to our podcast today. We hope you found it interesting. You can contact me on my webpage, seekthetruth.org.uk, or you can get to us through our email, stepcar61@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening. Teaching Truth Without a Twist through Seek the Truth Bible Media Podcast.